The scripture this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Galatians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 12. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men nor by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let him be eternally condemned. Am I now trying to win the approval of men or of God? Or am I trying to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a servant of Christ. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. The word of God for the people of God, to this we say, thanks be to God.
Will you join me as we pray? Father, as we lift our hearts up, we just go and stand in front of you in your presence. Father, we humbly kneel. We ask that you open our hearts. We ask that you open our minds. And Father, as we have the privilege to celebrate communion, we say thank you for being a God that is right here with us. Lead us, Lord, in all that we do. For we ask this in your name. Amen. Galatians, the first chapter, verses 1 through 12. What is it talking about? Why did Paul have to go and visit the church at Galatia? Some of you already know this answer. Why did he go? Because they were getting crossed up. And they were doing things they should not do, and they were believing things they should not believe. And in essence, what they were doing is they were falling short of what they had been taught was their mission. I like this part because Galatians is one of my very favorite chapters of the Bible, because it's one of the ones that Paul really became who we know him as. He was firm. He was direct. And I like to think that when he looked at some of the leaders, he very calmly said, "Have you lost your mind? What was the church intended for? Where have we come? What have we decided to become?" I'm going to tell you all, this has been a long week in ministry. This is not something that they prepared me for in seminary. This is not something that I thought we as a congregation would be bringing as a position of prayer. What Paul is saying to the Galatians is this: Satan is alive and well. Satan works within any opportunity to draw you away from your relationship with Christ. Every one of you have an opinion. That's the beauty of the human mind. What has this week been about? This week has been a week of political unrest. This week has been a week of more and more is coming out about the IRS that for many of you like me feel like they might as well have called you and you wrote the check for what you give each year to the IRS, as a person said to me this week. This week has been about political justice. This week has been about Boy Scouts. And are we going to support them? This week has been about a million different things that I think Paul was talking to the Galatians about. And not once has it been about making disciples for Jesus Christ. What is our goal? Our goal, according to John Wesley, is to educate so that our congregations can make decisions according to the scripture that they have been taught and have understood. Not to become emotional and do something out of fear. Wednesday afternoon, a precious saint, and I can't make eye contact or I look dead at him, came to me so distressed, and I said, "Why are you so upset? We're not going to have Medicare after 65 anymore, and I'm 76. I said, "Where did you hear that?" You know, I think they're dens of iniquity. I said, "Where did you hear that?" She said, "At the beauty shop." How much crisis for ministers have occurred between a shampoo bowl, a dryer, and a magician's chair at the beauty shop? I said, "Was there a representative from the government there?" And she looked at me and said, "No. But so-and-so's son..." I thought, here we go. This gets you in trouble every time. I said, "Okay. So-and-so's son works for the VA and they heard it." I said, "Well, then we'll take it as gospel." I said, "Are you sick?" "No." "Do you need anything with Medicare right now?" "No." I said, "Then why are you worried about it?" "I just don't want them to take it away from me." We can create excitement over something that the government is going to take away from us, but we are allowing Satan to take away our very faith. The privilege we have to draw close to God is disappearing as we so rarely get distressed over spiritual injustice, but can come unglued over political injustice. How much more can they take away from the 21st century church? How much more can we work to be what is correct? How much more can we work to be accepting? The church should have its doors open for all people, all races. Every person is welcome within these doors. And what is our goal once they're within these doors? That you have a personal encounter with a living God. I've said it. I've gone southern on you. I've said something we don't talk about very often. A personal encounter with a living God that allows you to have illumination of Scripture in a manner that the truth is evident. My heart is heavy for where I see these days ahead of us. And I know one thing. Abraham Lincoln said it the very best. A house divided will not stand. A church divided will simply fall apart. If you study history, great civilizations of the world did not end because of war. They ended because of lack of morality, no character, and poor leadership. You're entitled to your opinion. But my opinion is this: as we celebrate communion today, the church is the organization of Jesus Christ to further his kingdom for the rest of the world. I'm not nearly as worried about the political environment as I am the spiritual environment. And when was the last time, as the choir sang today, that for you, morning broke? That you see clearly, that you have studied the scriptures. When was the last time your heart broke over a person that you knew was lost as to whether or not we should allow a Boy Scout troop to meet in our fellowship hall? We are called to be disciples. We are called to do what Jesus Christ has asked each of us to do. We are called, just as the church at Galatia was called, to be the instrument to seek out those that are hurting, those that are lost, those that are lonely, and bring them to the well that never runs dry. My prayer is very simple. Lord, don't let that well run dry. I personally need to drink from it.